You are listening to Yoga Boss, episode 192.
Welcome to the Yoga Boss podcast. Do you feel like you were meant to have a successful career in the yoga industry? Like you got into this industry to truly help your students, but you're struggling to actually make money? Or you know that marketing your business is essential, but don't know how to make it intentional and effective for you? Maybe you have already had some success, but you're ready to scale to multiple six figures. Building a profitable yoga business is less complicated and easier than you know. It takes business strategy and a yoga boss mindset. When you are ready to work on your business instead of in it, this is the podcast for you. Now your host, Jackie Murphy, the business coach just for yoga teachers.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Yoga Boss. I am Jackie Murphy. How are you? This is another episode of the Yoga Boss podcast. And today I have something very special up my sleeve for you. But before we dive in, can I just tell you that I am so grateful and so excited for those of you who have already joined the waitlist for the new course and membership that is coming in just a few weeks. There, I think, are over 75 of you already on this waitlist. And if you're not on the waitlist, but you're listening to this podcast, come on. What are you doing? It's time. I'm doing two special things for the waitlist. The first thing is every single week, I am doing a behind the scenes video of what it took that week to prep the course, to get it ready, to build demand, to market, to sell. So you're getting like a curtain pulled back look at what am I actually doing? If you have questions or want to know details, this could be the way that you get those answers. I think so many times I look at business owners who are a couple steps ahead of me and wonder just like, can you show me the details? Can you show me like what your life looks like or how you're doing this or how you're doing that? And so these videos that are going out weekly for the waitlist are my way to kind of go ahead and start teaching you. Like, this is how I'm launching a new course and membership, and you can learn from it and take what I learn and what I teach you, but also decide what you don't want to do or decide how you don't want to do it. So that's for the waitlist. And then the other thing for the waitlist is you guys are going to be the first to know the name, the price, the details, all the goods about this new course and membership. So that information is coming in just a few weeks. Make sure that you get on the waitlist. You can head to the link in the bio of this show or go to theyogabossgroup.com/waitlist. All right, my friends, today we are talking about reference groups and why they are so important to predicting your success. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, you already want a successful yoga business. You wouldn't be listening if you didn't. And so one of the things you have to know is what determines your success more than anything else, right? Like, that's important information. What is going to determine your success in your business more than any other thing, more than what strategy you use, more than what kind of Instagram reel you put up, or whether you go on Instagram or TikTok, more than anything else, what determines your success is your reference group. Now, this was a study done by David M. Cullen. He was at Harvard and he studied for over 25 years, like why some people were wildly, massively successful in their lives and why some people weren't. And what he found, the number one predictor of success is your reference group, up to with 99% accuracy. Like, that's a lot. Up to 99% accuracy, they can predict your success in life based on your reference group. So let's just get on the same page. What is a reference group? A reference group is a collection of people who act as a baseline that individuals or other groups use for comparison. So really, it's just like the people that you turn to inform the way that you think, your attitudes, your behaviors, your belief. If you think about the word refer, right, the beginning of the reference group, the word refer is right in there. And when you define the word refer, it means to pass a matter to another or an organization for a decision. So you're referring to someone or something else to inform what kind of decisions you should make. That is your reference group. Now, let me give you an example of this that we use all the time right now with my 3-year-old. He is all over the place. He is running and jumping and diving, and he is just got tons of energy. He's three. And so many times he will run and he will fall, or he'll scrape his knee, or he'll do something and it maybe hurts him, but he looks at us to see how we are reacting to inform what he thinks he should do. So if I offer a big reaction, which I'm very guilty of, I don't hide the drama, but if I offer a big reaction of like, oh my God, are you okay? Like, he also reacts with the same big reaction, lots of tears, lots of drama. But if I'm like, oh, looks like you fell, time to get back up, how do you feel? Are you okay? If I'm simple and I'm calm and I don't give him the big reaction, he uses that as a reference to inform his own reaction. Sometimes he'll just pop back up and like move on like nothing happened. You probably already have this experience when you are teaching a class. The reference group in that moment are the other people in class. Have you ever called a pose or a variation of a pose where maybe some people don't know it yet? What do? They look around and they refer to other people in the room to tell them what to do and how to do it, even if they should attempt it or not, or if they should just like sit back and grab some water and wait till the next pose. They use the other students as a reference group. Now, why does this matter for your business? Because we all have our reference groups in our lives. But in business, you need a reference group that you know will help you become successful. Remember, 99% of your success can be predicted by your reference group. So one of the things that I see yoga teachers and studio owners do a lot is they are referring to free Facebook groups to their friends and family for advice or insight on how to run their yoga business. They are referring to a group of people who does not have the thing that they want to have, or who have not done the thing that they want to do. Using those people as your reference group to inform your decisions on how you market and how you price and how you sell and what you should do is literally guaranteeing that you're not going to be successful. But we don't think about it like that, right? We just go to whoever for advice because like they probably know. No, listen, 99% of your success are in these people's hands. You want to make sure that you have a reference group that encourages thoughts and actions and behaviors and attitudes that will ensure that you are also successful. You've probably heard this idea before, but this is why you want to surround yourself with a group of people who are maybe a step ahead of you or two steps ahead of you, or have at least done the thing that you want to do. So typically, your reference group starts with your family. Those are our first reference groups. It's our parents and our family and our caretakers and our teachers. And that's kind of what we absorb as we grow up. And that will tell us what we can or can't do in our life. So I just had a client share this with me. I worked with her for 2 years and she said, Jackie, like, I want you to know that I will be the first entrepreneur in my family. I will be the first business owner. And before working with you, I didn't have any belief in that being possible because her reference group, her family, had never shown her that before, had never allowed her to see that it is a very viable option to choose entrepreneurship. And she surrounded herself with the Yoga Boss group through different means of coaching so that she had people to turn to that could inform her decision on how to be a successful entrepreneur. So do you have that group? Do you have a reference group that is encouraging your success? Think about this. You want to choose your reference group with two things: people who have what you want to have, or people who are a few steps ahead of you. Now, there's something called a membership reference group. And this is a term that means that you are more likely to behave based on how you think your community would act. This is important for you to know for two different reasons. Number one, if you're a yoga teacher, you might be running some sort of membership. You want to sell the reference group, the community, the membership aspect of your offer. A lot of your students, they probably want to be more consistent with their yoga practice. They want to make sure they show up 3 or 4 times a week, maybe every day for 30 days, or maybe it's their meditation practice, whatever it may be. You want to say, hey, guess what? You're more likely to behave like that when you're in a community that is already acting like that. When you're already a part of this community that shows up, does the work, is committed, holds each other accountable. We've probably all experienced this. When you know you're a part of a group, you're a member of a group where everyone acts a certain way or does a certain thing or has a certain norm, you are more likely to do that thing as well. The second reason this is important for you is because with this new offer coming up, it has a membership component to it, meaning you're going to be able to have a membership reference group that is other yoga teachers and studio owners who either have a successful, profitable yoga business or are a step ahead of you or also want a successful, profitable business. Being a part of the membership will be just as vital or more vital than anything else that you do. Because when you have a question, when you have a doubt, when you need advice, when you want to co-regulate, go to the people who you want to be like or have the success that they have. Instead of turning to your friends and family for business advice, investing advice, instead of turning to them, turn to the people who have what you want to have and see how they would act and how they would behave. Okay, so I want you to think about this in terms of your own offer. What sort of membership reference group are you offering your students? Because that's going to help them with up to 99% accuracy predict the success that they will have. And then also, do you have your own membership reference group? I want to invite you to be a part of our membership reference group when it opens in just a few weeks. I promise you, this community of teachers is unlike any other space that you've ever seen within the industry. We don't compete. We only collaborate and celebrate with each other. We are always focused on lifting each other up, helping each other out. I have so many clients who have either collaborated or they've referred each other or they're just cheering each other on. And we're all in the know of how to think and operate a successful yoga business. So make sure that you're a part of this group because it could determine the success of your business as well. You can head over to theyogabossgroup.com/waitlist and get on that waitlist so that you can be one of the very first members in the membership that is coming. All right, my friends, I will see you in the next episode. I hope you enjoyed this podcast and I'll talk to you soon.